And let's take another caller. Kathy is calling from Seattle. Are you still on the line, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Sherman. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for
And
calling.
yes, my question is about estradiol transdermal patch as opposed to the creams. I've been prescribed that by my doctor after the prescribed amount of estradiol cream was not getting absorbed. I couldn't absorb it. And I just don't see any information on the box or anything about what it's made of. Is it safe? My doctor said it was a bioidentical, but I don't know that it is.
Well, normally we do not recommend hormone patches at the Tahoma Clinic because they tend to not really copy nature. I mean, copy nature is one of our mottos that we try to follow as much as possible. So when you put a patch on, are you doing it like every 3 or 4 days?
Well,
Is that the
the
rhythm?
thing is, I haven't done it yet. I'm supposed to do it twice a week, every 3 days or so. And I haven't used it yet because I still had so much of the cream left. I wanted to use it up. And so I just started tricating up my dosage to see if I could get rid of my hot flashes. I don't even know if this is safe, but I found that if I did a double dose, two clicks in the morning and two clicks in the evening, it eliminated my hot flashes. I don't know. I don't know. Is there my numbers have always been really low. Even on estrogen, my blood test kept coming back at like a 10, and just recently it got moved up to a 15. But that was,
On the 24-hour urine test?
Well, this is just she just had me do a blood test.
Well, I think the biggest problem with estradiol patches, Kathy, is, when you put that patch on, you will get a fairly large dose for that 24-hour period, and then the levels kind of drop for a few days, so you're getting kind of a big dose in the beginning, and then it's kind of gradually going down till, and you might notice symptoms for the 12 to 24 hours before the next patch. But your body typically doesn't work that way. It's normally keeping the levels fairly stable. It'll fluctuate throughout the month, of course, but that's what we try to simulate in providing hormone creams is try to keep that as stable as possible. Now, I would wonder why you aren't absorbing it very well, because there can be different problems with maybe the base cream, maybe your base cream you're sensitive to, or it's just not efficient enough. We recommend for women, of course, we recommend applying the cream over the labia. And the vaginal mucosa is a very efficient form of absorption of the hormone. So
Well, that's the
typically,
way right before my last blood test, that's what I did, and that brought my number up from a 10 to a 15. And so, and that was just at the prescribed dose. And so now, this is since that blood test and all that, I've been doing it that way in the morning and at night. So I've been double dosing myself. I don't know if that's, I
Well,
guess.
that gets kind of scary too. I mean, you can definitely get too much, but well, I would recommend working with someone at the Tahoma Clinic that could work on that for you and get that straightened out, because normally the patches aren't ideal.
What are they made out of? Do you
Well,
know?
they're I'm not sure exactly. Some of it is patented because, the technology has changed through the years quite a bit. So I know they're working on ways of delivering the hormone more efficiently and more steadily for those few days, but I personally just don't trust them yet. And I feel like
they're not bioidentical, though, are they?
Well, most of them are.
Most of them are.
Yeah. Not always, but same with pellets. You know, I know pellets are getting popular too. You keep those in for 3 or 4 months, and that's even more of a problem because you get a really big dose in the beginning, and by working at the Homa clinic, you would get more. I think you would get more focus on trying to improve that efficiency of absorption of the creams. Sometimes we'll use DMSO over the skin surface if for some reason the vaginal mucosa isn't absorbing very well. That's an option. But that, you know, that just needs to be figured out. And some women are actually sensitive to the cream or the hormone, and you have to be desensitized to it before you can actually receive it. So that could be part of the problem. But I would recommend working with someone at the clinic.
Okay. Can I ask you one other question? Do you have like a number where you like to see those numbers at for, you know, for women as far as the progesterone and then estradiol for, you know, like mental health and bone and all that? Is there a number that you look for?
Probably my favorite form of testing is the 24-hour urine. So I can't remember the reference ranges too much, but normally what we try to do even with blood is get you in the middle of the luteal range. So the luteal range is sort of the second 2 weeks of your month. Normally that's the high progesterone time. So we're looking at your estradiol levels and estrone and progesterone levels in the mid-luteal range. So that's important time of testing if you're going to test this. So, but again, the patches don't really respect that natural rhythm that women should be, you know, honoring each month. So the patches are just sort of continuous, and there's really no rhythm to it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And as far as the creams, how does that deliver differently, you know, when you're putting it like twice a day or even once a day? How does that work better than the patch in delivering that
in other words, if you're applying it once or twice a day, the peaks and valleys of the hormone in your system are much more stable. You know, they're much more flat versus once every 3 or 4 days with the patch. Okay. So that just makes it a little better for you. Your body can metabolize it more quickly. Because if you get, you know, let's say you get a big dose of biased or an estrogen dose all at once and your blood levels peak, you know, then your body has to deal with that and process it. And that's where some of the issues come up as far as risk goes. You know, we have to measure what downstream metabolites are actually being produced, which could put you at more risk for breast cancer or uterine bleeding or, you know, some of the other risk factors. So it's kind of a big deal and something you should work with a physician who's aware of these rhythms. Okay.
Good advice. I will take that into consideration. I have gone to the Tahoma Clinic before. I'll have to maybe get reestablished again. So thank you very much, Dr. Sherman.
Thanks for your call, Kathy. It's really an important topic, so I appreciate the call.